There are 48 million people who get sick annually in the U.S. from foodborne disease, and about 128,000 are hospitalized, and 3,000 people die each year from foodborne illnesses, and that's according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
What's the most common type of foodborne illness that we need to watch out for?
This was a surprise to me. It's norovirus. So if you ever see those outbreaks on cruise ships, or now we sometimes have them in nursing homes, this is the virus that is usually the cause of all of that. It's vomiting and diarrhea. It's really not a pleasant experience. And I think it's really interesting that the FDA announced that it's going to look at frozen fruit over the next 18 months because it can harbor norovirus or hepatitis. This is another reminder that, you know, even at very cold temperatures, some foodborne illnesses like these viruses can survive. And so it's really best to cook that fruit at least 2 minutes in boiling water before you put it, and then let it cool before you put it in your smoothie.
So wait, I just want to make sure we're clear on what you're saying. The frozen fruit that many of us buy and use every day in our smoothies, it is recommended that we cook that before we use it?
Yes, I think you need to think of it as blanching this frozen fruit. So basically what that means is bring a pot of water to boiling, put the fruit in for about 2 minutes, and then take it out and run it under cold water or ice, and then freeze it again. And you could go longer than 2 minutes if you want, but you really want to make sure that if there is norovirus or hepatitis, that it's killed by this. So, and that's one way to do it, and without affecting the flavor.